Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walkenfuss. Bell reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Whitaker steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Kemp moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duane Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Alexander. Trammell moves to third. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. LaFleur moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 5-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. Whitaker scores. 2 outs. It's 6-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thompson moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball towards center. LaFleur settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on LaFleur. Norris moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. Norris moves to third. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitaker. Norris scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Tigers. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-3, Tigers. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Joaquin Fuss. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Carbo moves to third. Bob Sykes now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Joaquin Fuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joaquin Fuss moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Horace Speed pinch hits for Jim Norris. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Verizer moves to third. Speed moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing right field. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Thompson moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp is walked intentionally. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Wakanfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Dade pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grubb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wakanfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakanfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wakanfuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish bunts towards the mound. Ruchel fields it and throws to first for the out. Wakanfuss moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wakanfuss scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Speed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruchel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-1 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Spillner now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Cox pinch hits for Dwayne Kuiper. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Wackenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Verizer strikes out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Speed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blanks moves to third. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Rick Manning. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blanks scores. Speed moves to third. It's 8-4, Tigers. John Hiller now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing center field. Ron Pruitt now playing right field. Larval Blanks now playing second base. Ted Cox now playing left field. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thompson strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-2 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into right field. Joaquin Fuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.